Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby! Got you on my mind! Happy anniversary, baby! Got you on my
We're back. It's 17 till. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Thanks for helping me celebrate 14 years of the Small Business Advocate Show. Also, our website's 14 years old, and we're celebrating the 12th anniversary of our newsletter, which you can find. It's our website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Have a great visit with our good friend Jay Minks. Jay's Executive Vice President of Sales and Marketing at Insperity. Their website is Insperity.com. Jay, thanks again for hanging out with us. One of the things that you and I both have in common is that we've been carrying our kit bag into the marketplace for a long time. And we remember how things were in the old days when customers actually expected salespeople to drop by on them. They actually knew that's that true. A part of their day was going to be spent talking to salespeople. And it was just part.
They always get the best jokes that way.
Yeah, there's no question. Yeah, if you couldn't tell jokes, you couldn't do business in those days. But today, it's tougher, isn't it? Getting a salesperson, a business to business salesperson, in front of a customer. It's different, isn't it? These days, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the same old, the same thing we all fight. It's a time crunch thing, and businesses hire people to keep salespeople out.
Right.
One of the challenges is it's kind of twofold to think about it, Jim. One is that the sales profession itself has kind of done it to itself because of the lack of professionalism for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
So you end up wasting people's time, and so they get jaundiced about that.
Right.
And that's created this blockage because I don't need to talk to some peddler coming in. And I think it's a time crunch. They have two things that kind of work against it. The way people get to me and the way people get to you is through referral. Isn't it true?
That's right, exactly right.
Yeah, it's just unless you're in my network, you know someone I know. And generally speaking, if it comes through a referral, I'm going to see that individual. I'm going to do it as a courtesy to the person who's in my network, and then also out of respect for maybe there's something that here that really will matter to me, particularly if it comes from Joe Blow, who knows my business. So that's the key. You've got to be able to get much closer to that individual as opposed to the old dialing for dollars that we did years ago.
In the old days, you'd have to spend a lot of time cold calling and prospecting and that sort of thing. And you didn't do you liked the referrals, but that wasn't as big a part of your world as it is today.
Right.
And that's what you're saying.
Right. Yeah. I mean the referral. I mean our business. I mean. You look at a cold generated lead. Well, that's one where you force your way in the door. Way I describe it, they finally give up. Okay, come see me. And of those, only 1 out of 10 will become a client.
Right.
When someone's a referral, it's 1 out of 2.
Yeah.
And it's kind of where are you going to spend your time? And
right.
New people, and maybe some of our folks are listening to this, but new people sometimes are going to have to do that pavement work, and I call it opening doors and see who's behind the door and introducing themselves to the gatekeeper and working that way
until they get established a little bit.
Yeah, I mean that doesn't go away, but it has been a really an evolution of the marketplace. Both as I said, being jaundiced against the peddlers that come by and just burn their time up, and then their own time crunch that exists within their life.
So what would you say to a young person who's trying to get established right now? Because you know You and I are alike in this way. I mean, we're once a salesperson, always a salesperson. You know, you and I we're alike in that way. And I'd like to think that we'll always need professional salespeople. How do we train these people and get these young people, especially the younger generation? How do we get them to become professionals?
Well, there's a lot of information out there that exists in terms of books that have been written. You know, Dr. Eli Jones, who's on our board, is dean of LSU and started the professional selling school at University of Houston, Bauer School of Business, and because he recognized that it wasn't treated as a profession. Anybody can, you know, what's the old deal is, well, you got a gift to gab, maybe
right.
Get in sales.
Right.
To get in sales, you have a gift to listen.
Say that again.
That's a gift to have.
Say that again.
And In order to get, people say get the gab. To be a good salesperson, a professional salesperson, you have to have the gift to listen. That's the gift you have to have.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason people get turned off by salespeople is because they won't shut up.
Mm-hmm.
They won't spend time to really find out what their business is about and go through the proper steps in order to build the rapport and then demonstrate value along the way. Not the value of the business that they're talking about, the value of themselves. Why is that person there? What are you going to deliver to my business?
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to bring to? Why should I have a relationship with you? Because it has to go beyond whether or not you sell widgets. Because everybody's got a widget to sell.
That's right.
And it's always better and cheaper than your widget, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or at least in their mind.
Mm-hmm.
So it's got to, that's what you have to come in and you say, I'm going to stay with you. I'm here as someone who's going to help your business grow. And if you can't communicate in that way, and if you can't make that connection, they are not going to do business with you, and you're not going to have a long-term relationship with whatever business you do get from them.
So if you're wondering which kind of a person you are, which kind of a salesperson you are you a professional, or are you just a hawker of products? Are you interested in the transaction, or are you interested in the relationship?
And if you're interested in transactions, there are plenty of transaction companies out there you can go to work for.
Right.
And you can go pound the phone.
But that won't make you a professional.
No, it will not.
Yeah.
You'll never make the big bucks, Jim. Make the big bucks.
And if you're thinking product of the month, then you're not a professional. If you're thinking customer of the moment, if you can think customer in the moment, which comes back to your listening thing, and solving problems, not just slinging product. That's how you become a professional. But it's the long game. That is the long game, isn't it? I mean, it's not the short game. It's the long game. Hold on to that thought. Jay Minks and I having a great visit with Jay Minks. He's EVP of Sales and Marketing at Insperity. He and I will be right back. It's 10 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.